And now, Thriller Thursdays on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Medical, agent down.
Hey, how bad is it?
She's hurt bad. We're stabilizing her, but we're gonna need to get her to advanced medical care.
Agent Richards?
These charges are well placed and use the minimum amount of charge required.
So we're looking for someone with professional experience.
What are you washing?
Whatever I can find that might need cleaning. Because I clean when I'm upset. Plus, I'm sure I saw you walking behind the elevator monument carrying something.
Kelly, we went over this. That wasn't me.
I know my own father. Kate, a professional investigator, doesn't suspect a thing. Barnes is the same way.
This is a perfect case of truth being stranger than fiction.
Dr. Coe, how's her patient?
There's irreparable damage to her larynx.
Can you fix her?
I believe we can restore her to as near as normal as possible.
I want to see the combat footage of the hit. Also, bring me the plans for the Mercury. With little damage, there must have been special cargo on board that was damaged.
Kate? No! Kate! Don't you dare leave!
And now, episode 83, The Phoenix.
Crash cart, stat. Agent Barnes, leave the room.
I just can't walk out on her.
Leave now.
All right. But I'll be right by the door.
Power up 250 joules, turn on ECG.
Powering up. ECG electrodes on. Clearing to shock.
Paddles.
Clear to shock.
All clear.
Still in V-fib.
Power to 300 joules.
Shocking again. Powering up to 300. Clearing to shock.
Clear.
Sinus tach, 120s. Stable rhythm so far.
She's in rhythm. Stay here and monitor. I'll let Agent Barnes know she's stable.
Yes, Dr. Coe.
She's stable, but not out of the woods yet.
What happened?
Her heart stopped.
I know that, but why? I thought she was stable.
Agent Barnes, I don't think you fully appreciate or understand the extent of Agent Hawk's condition. The impact of the blast not only damaged her throat and face, but she also sustained a serious concussion. Her brain is swelling, and that, along with her other injuries, was too much. We started a procedure to ease the swelling. Once she's stable, we'll begin the surgery.
What's the prognosis?
It'll be a few days before we stabilize her. Once the surgery's done, it may be a week before we bring her out of the induced coma. In the meantime, the best thing you can do is regroup with your team and go after your target.
Oh, Doc, I feel so helpless. She was there for me.
Yes, she was, but she continued to do her job and pursue the one who shot you. I suggest you do the same. I'll contact you if there's any change.
I know you're right, Doc. But it's hard to leave.
In our present state, she won't know if you're here or if you're gone. So go and do your job. And let me do mine.
Jim, what's going on?
Nate, it was Kate. Her heart stopped. They got her back, at least for now.
It's amazing she made it this far. She's in pretty bad shape.
Well, I suppose I should thank you for being there so quickly. She would have died otherwise.
I did what I could. Really lucky to have Dr. Coe on board. So what's next for her?
Well, once she stabilizes and some brain swelling goes down, they'll do the reconstruction surgery. I don't know what's going to happen from there.
You know what a container of worms that'll be.
Bag? It's a bag of worms, not a container. And yes, you're right. Once she's through all of her surgery, she'll look different. She'll sound different. I can't even imagine what's going to happen when she gets back home.
That's what I'm thinking. First, she's going to be gone for maybe months. Then when she comes back, no one will recognize her.
I'm sure the IDF will have some recovery story for her the way they did for me.
True, but you didn't look extremely different or sound different. She's going to be a totally different Kate Hawk.
Yeah, on the outside, but I know Kate, and it's going to take a lot to change her on the inside.
So, who's going to tell Horace?
Jocko sent a message to Boldabaugh. The controller would contact Pierman, and I'm sure Pierman would deliver the message. It's gonna hit him hard. But he needs to know the full story. When can you get your ship ready?
Since I was under IDF control, they'll take care of the repairs for me. Maybe a couple days.
I can't wait that long. Can you get me to Boldabar?
Jocko's still here. They're getting the battery supplied. You can hitch a ride back with them. I'll stay here until the Mercury's ready.
I hate to leave her.
Go. I'll be here to check on her progress. Dr. Cole will keep me up to date. I'll do the same for you.
Thanks, Nate. I appreciate that. Now, let's go meet up with Jocko.
Wait a minute. What do you mean these prints look like alien prints?
Well, not really an alien, but not really a normal human either. All the identifiers on a print are like nothing our experts have ever seen. There's nothing normal about them.
So, whoever left these prints was some sort of freak.
Hey, let's just say they're not normal. I think we're looking for someone with a deformity of some sort.
Or a smart criminal who altered his prints.
Well, whatever the case, he or she made it easy for us to identify them. Unless they can alter their prints at will. Was there any other trace?
We didn't see any particulates on the charges or the wiring.
The chemical analysis of the charges are identical, so they came from the same lot. Whoever supplied the explosives gave them the best. This is high-quality concentrate. Looking at these photos the bomb squad took, I have no doubt that one person put the charge package together, but up to three people placed them.
What makes you think that?
Like I said earlier, the mastermind behind this is very detail-oriented. Both charges recovered are wired with the same precise detail, down to the number and direction of these line twists. But they were placed on the towers differently. They were in the same place, but some were vertical and some were horizontal. We could be looking at a minimum of three suspects, assuming the master behind all of this planted one of the charges.
Three is better than one. That's three times the chance someone will make a mistake.
Nelson, I want you to check with all the demolition distributors in the area, and then expand outward.
I'll get my family on it too. Our office is pretty tight with distributors all over the states.
Soren, use all your contacts in Interpol to see if the towers in South Africa were brought down like ours.
Will do. I also have access to the charges we removed from the TV tower in Stockholm. I'll see if there are any similarities.
Chris, you and I will start working traffic cams and security cams in the area. Get a team together to recheck all communication towers in the city. Just make sure we didn't miss anything.
All right, I'll go down and check in with the bomb squad and see if they have any manpower we can use.
If these people are anything like the cell group I infiltrated in Stockholm, you can bet that they'll try it again. We'd better have eyes on everything we can. Is there a secure computer I can use to contact my people? It's already 4 p.m. in Copenhagen.
Your IDF contacts or Interpol?
I first need to talk to Pierman at Martin State.
Use my laptop here. This is the access code in case you need to use it again later. And this is the password for the voiceover internet program here. Now this is on the IDF network, so make sure there aren't any wandering eyes when you use it.
Perfect. I'll let you know as soon as I find anything. Speaking of finding things, I'm not going to find anything personal here, am I?
Don't worry, cowboy. That's my business-only laptop.
Identification verified. Lord Dzhokhar, you may enter.
My master.
Dzhokhar, what have you learned?
Our weapons analyst and our top engineer both analyzed the hit on the Mercury. The beam struck the ship in section Delta. We've extrapolated the trajectory, taking into consideration the amount of material the beam penetrated. We have come to an interesting conclusion.
And that is?
The ship's captain's quarters took the brunt of the hit.
The captain's quarters, yes, that is most interesting. Rogers and his Jubatan pilot, were they aboard?
No, Master. Both are in another sector on a business venture.
What a pity. Who is commanding the ship?
We presume it's the first officer, the Fillion Nate.
Perhaps That explains the sudden haste to return to his home planet.
Yes, but I believe the captain was not the reason. His ship was under attack. He most certainly would have been on the bridge. Our source in Boldabar reported that Agent Barnes was aboard the Bat and Agent Kate Hawk was on the Mercury.
Kate Hawk? I told you I didn't want to hear that name, unless she was dead.
Fillion has the finest hospital and medical staff in the galaxy. When we first boarded the Mercury and captured Rogers, we later learned that Hawk and her father were hiding in the captain's secret room, in his quarters.
Do you think she was the reason for the sudden departure?
It stands to reason, Master. Her longtime partner, Agent Barnes, was aboard the Bat, which also departed for Fillion rather than pursuing our fighters. The Mercury could have easily continued its mission with the little structural damage that was done.
Do we have anyone on Fillion?
We have one, my master.
Then we shall learn if Kate Hawk was the reason for them to run rather than fight. And if she was, I want her terminated. Inform me immediately when you have learned the truth.
Master, may I suggest we take her alive and bring her here? She will certainly draw the attention of her father and her old partner. She could be a very valuable prize for us.
Very well, Zokar. But if there is any trouble in getting her out, terminate.
As you will, my master.
Well, good evening, working lady. So, how was your day in the exciting world of paralegals?
Well, we had one home closure, a will preparation, and a lot of filing. I can hardly contain my enthusiasm. What about your day?
Well, not as exciting as yours.
Oh, please.
But I managed to do some filing of my own, and I went through some old family photos. Your Aunt Karen went back to Hunt Valley, which means there's finally some peace and quiet. So I read a few chapters of this really good book.
And who are you again?
I'm the retired former detective Horace Hawk. And I'm enjoying the retired part of that very much.
It's just not you, Dad. I've never known you to sit still for 5 minutes. You were always on the go, doing some project or working.
Well, I'm not working anymore, and my projects are just scaled down a little. Now, this isn't going to escalate into another argument about where I've been for the last 5 years, is it?
You know, Dad, I'm too tired to even argue about that. But don't worry. When I rest up, we'll have plenty of time to discuss just that.
Well, if you're too tired to argue, this is the perfect time to talk about everything.
Really, Dad? Really? You want to talk now because you think I'm too tired to argue?
Honestly, Kelly, I don't believe you're ever too tired to argue.
Have you heard anything from Kate?
No, I haven't. She must be on some case for Homeland out of town.
Well, you heard about those tower bombings in St. Louis and Johannesburg, right?
Yeah, I find it a little odd. If it was just here in the U.S., I'd say terrorists, but South Africa?
Dad, I don't think terrorists really care where they strike or for what reason. The whole idea of terrorism is, well, terrorism. Do you think Kate is tied up in this?
I don't think so. Her field is Chinese translation and immigration.
Maybe they were Chinese terrorists.
Or maybe they were alien terrorists bent on taking over planet Earth.
And maybe you better stop reading those books. Anyway, I sent her an email a couple of days ago, and she hasn't answered.
I wouldn't worry about it. You know how this family is about answering emails and instant messages.
Yes, but usually Kate answers me right away.
Unless she's tied up. You know how that girl is when she's on a case. What is it she calls it?
In the zone.
Yes, in the zone. She's probably in the zone again. You know, when she gets that way, she'll even forget to eat.
Maybe so. But I just have a funny feeling about all this.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
Tracy?
Soren, did you learn anything from Interpol on the South African towers?
It was pretty late in Johannesburg when I finally got through to them yesterday. I should hear something back very soon.
Good. Nelson, anything on the distributors?
Yeah, I was able to determine that there are no unaccounted for explosives from the local distributors in the last year. My family's company is using contacts they have to see if there were any unusual sales. We might be looking at a non-domestic C4. As far as electronics, the parts are very common and can be purchased over the internet.
Did you have any luck with security cameras?
The security cameras were all disabled.
But did we get a possible lead from the local traffic cams? If we look at a map here, you can see that these are the locations of the three towers. We've identified these roads as the one with access to the towers.
Based on our theoretical timeline, we know that the charges and receivers had to be planted within this time frame. We did a computer run on all vehicles passing through these intersections, looking for one vehicle that passed through all three within our timeline. We got six hits.
Well, that narrows that down quite a bit. Do you need any help getting that down to one?
I've got that covered. I'm heading down to the tech lab now. I'll let you know if we find anything.
Good. Let us know if you need any extra eyes on it.
Will do.
All right. Now that he's gone, is there any word from the IDF?
They're still looking for any additional towers that might have ordnance in them. Let me log in and see if there's any new messages this morning. Nelson, there's a message here for you from Perman.
Go ahead and open it.
Oh my.
Oh no.
What is it? Sounds like bad news. Let me see that. Kate injured in blast aboard Mercury. Condition serious. She's at Fillion's top hospital. Will advise when I know more. This is terrible.
We need to call him.
Perman will keep us up to speed. If he knew more, he'd tell us.
I really want to hear it from him.
Oh, she's right. Kate was my partner too, and I want to know just as badly as you do. But there's nothing we can learn. Besides, we need to keep the IDF calls to a minimum.
I wish they would let us bring our comm devices on this operation.
Flying commercially. You know we couldn't risk carrying them on board.
Poor Horace. This is going to devastate him.
Yes, it's going to be difficult, but he's a pro. He'll do okay.
This could get to be a sticky mess. How is the IDF going to explain her injuries? And where is she while she's recuperating?
They'll come up with something. Horace was in a Turkish prison. Barnes was at the Mayo Clinic.
With a gunshot wound, not an injury caused by a proton torpedo shot in deep space.
Look, I'm sure they'll figure it out. I mean, in the meantime, we have a case to solve. I'm going down to the tech lab. You two, follow up on your leads. Unless you two get a breakthrough, we'll meet back here at 1600.
Agent Barnes, hop in. I'll take you to the controller.
Hey, Ginger, thanks. You didn't waste any time. I just got the message.
Yes, I know. I was down here on an errand and he messaged me to pick you up. Listen, I'm really sorry about Kate. It's just awful. What's the latest?
Just a communication from Nate. She's still in an induced coma. Her vitals are strong and they're very optimistic.
You know she's too much of a fighter to give in.
Ah, no, she's too stubborn to give in. When she comes out of this coma, they'll have to tie her down to keep her from going after Lister and his crew.
I don't doubt that for a minute. I understand that in a couple of more days, the Mercury will be back in service. That should make Nate happy. I still can't believe Roger sold it to him.
You and me both. I guess he moved on because he found something new and exciting.
Or someone.
Ha! The hot throb of the galaxy. Settling down? Oh, that'll be the day.
You never know. Okay. The controller is expecting you. Just go right in.
Thanks, Ginger.
Agent Barnes, thank you for getting here on such short notice.
So, fill me in. What's going on?
My message to John should have arrived. I'm certain he will be notifying Horace right away.
This is going to be hard for him to hear.
Indeed, but Horace was one of our finest agents. He lost a lot of good people in his time and saw many suffer terrible wounds.
Yeah, but none of them were Kate. This is gonna hit him hard. How are you gonna explain her injuries to people outside the IDF family?
You mean people like her sister, Kelly?
Well, I tell you what, that name did come to mind. She still isn't buying Horace's cover story.
I'm sure John has something in the works.
If she was a field agent for Homeland, that would be one thing, but she's an analyst, an interpreter. So good luck with that.
I take it that there's been no change in Kate's status?
Nate'll notify me as soon as something breaks.
In the meantime, Agent Barnes, the mission must continue. We need to continue our pursuit of Wi-Fi and Lister and determine the status of Professor Lin.
Well, the Mercury's still in for repairs at Fillion. Captain Jocko is here with the bat and his crew, but I'm not sure we're any match for what Rage might put up against us.
We've requested that the repairs to the Mercury be expedited. I'm hoping that she'll be ready to fly in 24 to 30 hours. I've also directed our Secretary of Defense to make Captain Jocko, his crew, and the Bat available on a moment's notice.
Well, we pretty much know how they have set up a base at their moon copper mine. Are you expecting us to go in against their whole force?
The copper moon is big enough for you to land undetected. They have no tracking capabilities established there yet. The gravity there is comparable to Earth's moon, so it's about the same size.
So we'll all be in a big bouncy tent. This should be interesting.
We don't expect them to stay there for that very reason. I'm sure once they establish a new site on Latumus, they'll return. Our guess is that they'll fortify the old prison and use that.
That makes sense. That could also mean the good part of their force is still on Latumus getting it ready. We need to hit them before they can reestablish their Latumus base.
So, Professor, you've had some time to consider our offer. Have you come to your senses yet?
My senses never left me, Zokar. I see no need to have this discussion. I was willing to die rather than you have to destroy my planet, my home.
You have no home, don't you see that? As far as your superiors know, you vanished while on a diplomatic mission to your enemy. I'm sure that they believe you have either defected or you're dead.
Or I am being held a captive against my will.
And just what would you say to your government if you should happen to return? No, I didn't defect. I was being held captive by aliens on a planet thousands of light years from here.
Return? You actually think that I believe for one second that I would be allowed to return?
It is not out of the realm of possibility. We have people there loyal to us. They could easily discredit you to your government. I'm sure your people have a place especially dedicated to those who commit high treason.
And why would you go through so much trouble? You have a mere prisoner here. What difference is it to me where I am imprisoned?
The best way to conquer a nation is to destroy it from within. What better way to increase the tension between two enemies than to set one against the other? We just need to convince your side that Kate Hawk's government lured you over to their side where you gave up top secret information.
A ridiculous lie.
The truth doesn't really matter now, does it, Professor? A rumor is all that's needed. Your world's social network will make it a fact, and your fate will be sealed. Stay with us, and we will give you all you require.
I require nothing. So nothing is what I require from you. That you can give to me, and that I will accept.
Then you are a fool.
No, Zokar. It is a wise man that chooses the path of honor. It is a fool who tries the same thing over and over, knowing that the results will always be the same.
We shall see, old man. I have not finished with you yet.
Hey, Doc. Glad I caught you.
Nate, what can I do for you?
First of all, I really didn't get a chance to thank you for what you did back there. If you hadn't been on board, I don't think Kate would have made it.
You're most welcome, Nathaniel. But you need to be commended also. Your quick thinking to apply pressure and to get help most certainly saved her life.
So, any change in her condition?
No, but I'm still quite pleased with her progress. She's stable. I'm going to give her a few more days, and if she remains as stable as she is now, we'll start on facial reconstruction. We're still awaiting a suitable donor for her larynx. She could use a somatic cell reconstruction and grow a new one, but time is of the essence right now.
Well, I know you'll do what's right. Can I go in and see her? I know she can't hear me or see me, but I promised Barnsley I'd check in on her.
Sure, I completely understand. She did the same for him after his injury.
Thanks, Doc. Hey, Kate. It's Nate. I promised Jim I'd keep an eye on you. Listen, don't worry. You're in the best medical facility in the galaxy. You hang in there. In a few days, we'll start putting you back together. Good as new.
Excuse me. I'm going to need to administer some meds to Agent Hawk. Could you give me a couple of minutes? Then you can come right back.
Sure.
You done already?
Yeah, some guy came in and said he had to administer some meds.
What? She's not due for any meds, and we don't have any male nurses on duty right now. Nurse, call security to Hawk's room, stat.
Get away from her! Doc, he was injecting something into her IV.
Got it. Code blue, Hawk's room, code blue.
You filthy animal. What have you done? What have you done?
Was the Rage assassination successful? Will they be able to save Kate Hawk?
What will Horace do when he hears that his daughter has been critically wounded? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Code Blue.
The following message is for podcasters only. If you are a listener and not a podcaster, you are permitted to cover your ears and say la 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 for the next 30 seconds or so.
Okay.
Podcasters, if you create audio drama and or comedy, you are invited to join the brand new Mutual Audio Network. Not only will your productions be showcased in a brand new Netflix-ish type of distribution, but you'll also share in resources from music to sound effects to voices to people saying la 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 la. For details, visit MutualAudioNetwork.com or inquire at MutualAudio@gmail.com.
La, 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 la.
You can stop la-la-ing now.
Well, I can't hear you. Got my ears covered. La-la!